Thank you. Greetings, friends. The book of Exodus, chapter 3 and verse 8, contains another of the great I Ams of God Jehovah that are found in your Bible and mine. God here states to Moses in verse 8, Exodus chapter 3, "And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites." Here is the setting. The Israelites are all down in Egypt. They're captives, they're slaves, they're working with hard rigor and serving the Pharaoh and all his hosts. They are slaves and have been for hundreds of years. And God is sending Moses now down to deliver them and to have them escape out of the hands of their taskmasters. And he has already said to Moses, "I am the God of thy father." Thy father, Moses' father, was Amram, and his mother was Jochebed. But he says, "I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." All of these great men were acquainted with God, and God was their God. They knew God because God had spoken to them. And this is the only way we can know God, and the only way we can know the Lord Jesus as our Savior. We can't go to them and see them visually. No, we must take the Word of God. Well, Moses had the voice of God, just the Word of God. Moses didn't see God. God is a spirit, and he can't be seen unless he assumes some given form, as often in the Old Testament he did, what is called a theophany. When Abram was sitting in his tent door in the 18th chapter of Genesis, well, three men appeared unto him, and that was the triune God represented in men. And Abraham recognized, and by the Spirit of God at least, recognized that he was the triune God represented, because Moses, when he addressed them, he said, "My Lord, not my Lord." There were three of them, but it was a representative of the triune God. So he just said, "My Lord." He addressed the three as one. But the Spirit, God is a spirit, and no one can see God and live. So God appeared in a voice to Moses, to Abram also, and to Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and all the rest of the great patriarchs of the Old Testament. God appeared in a voice. He spoke to them out of the heavens. And here he has spoken to Moses. How do we get acquainted with God? Through the voice of God. Ah, but we don't hear a voice from heaven now. No, but a voice from heaven has been given, and all of the Word of God that is spoken to the human family, that is necessary for the human family to know, and far more, is written in your Bible and mine, so that we can hear the voice of God through the Word of God at any time we might take time out to read or listen to the voice of God through the Word of God. And we become acquainted with the Lord Jesus by His voice. He said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Now that's what was happening to these poor people down in Egypt. They were laboring under hard bondage, cruel taskmasters. What they needed was rest. And God says in verse 8, "I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians." I am come down. Now, how did he come? Not in bodily form, no. But he came down, and he spoke with Moses and Aaron, and he gave them the directions as to what to do in order that the children of Israel should be delivered out of the hands of their taskmasters. Now, the good Word of God has explained to us how we can be delivered from sin and Satan and evil. And that was what the Israelites were delivered from. They were delivered from the hard bondage of taskmasters. They were delivered from the Pharaoh of that time, who was a brutal person. And it's a typical of the world, of sin, and of Satan. And we need to be delivered. And we must be delivered by God, for we cannot deliver ourselves. No man can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. So, what do we have? Well, we have the good word of God, the voice of God recorded in printed form in your Bible and in mine. How wonderful, what a great treasure the Bible is. Do you read it? Do you study it? Do you let it speak to you as the voice of God it really is speaking to you today? I am come down to deliver them. God was going to deliver them. And he came down in spirit, and the people couldn't see them, but they could see Moses and Aaron, and God used Moses and Aaron. He told them what to do at every turn of the way. Now, the Lord Jesus is our Savior, friends, our Savior. And in Luke's Gospel, chapter 8:19, in Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, and verse 10, we read this remarkable verse. We've just read in Exodus, chapter 3, and verse 8, we've just read, "For I am come down to deliver them." Now, connect that with verse 10 of chapter 19, the book of Luke. "For the Son of Man is come." Is what? Is come. Is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Every one of us unconverted, we're just like the Israelites captive, under sin and the thraldom of Satan. We don't believe it. Half the time we don't believe it at least, and many of us wouldn't consider believing it at all. But it's true according to your Bible and mine. We're in under sin. We're in the thraldom of sin. We can only sin until we've had a meeting with God. That's what made the house of God Bethel. I am the God of Bethel. Well, how did Jacob get into that house? He had a meeting with God. We all, each of us, must have a meeting with God. We must come in contact with the Lord Jesus by faith, realizing that he has come into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. And the first question then on the horizon is, am I lost? And the Bible says, yes, we're lost. Lost to God, alive to the world, oh yes. Alive to one another, oh yes. But lost to God. At that time that we read in the book of Ephesians, ye were dead in trespasses and in sin, dead to God. Because we were stooped and steeped in sin. And evil and wrong. We were strangers to the covenants of promise, aliens to the commonwealth of Israel. We had no dealings at all. We were outside of God, away from God. As sinners, we were lost. But the Lord Jesus came down. I am come down, God said in Exodus chapter 3, verse 8, I am come down to deliver them. And the Lord Jesus in Luke's Gospel chapter 19 and verse 10 says, For the Son of Man is came down from heaven, to seek and to save that which was lost. That's you and me, friends, oh, believe it. If you're going to be in heaven, if you're going to be saved, if you're going to trust Christ and know your sins forgiven, believe you're lost now. God says so, not me, not any other preacher or speaker or whatever. But the Word of God says each one of us is lost, whether we're high or low, rich or poor, old or young, learned or illiterate, we're lost. We come into this world as lost sinners, and we'll go out lost sinners unless we have a contact with the Lord Jesus Christ. As Jacob had a contact with God, and he was then in the house of God, the house of Bethel, the house of God, so now you and I, by the Spirit of God, through the Word of God, can have contact with the Lord Jesus and accept him as our Savior. For as many as received him gave he power or the right to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So here is the 10th verse of Luke chapter 19, and friends, it's all monosyllable words. Not a word in this whole verse that has more than one syllable. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Oh, what a marvelous verse. The Lord Jesus came to Bethlehem, born of a virgin. He lived, and he was crucified on the cross of Calvary. That's man's work. But God laid on him all your sins and iniquities, all of mine. And he was dying, not because man put him on the cross alone, but dying because he was bearing your sins and mine and answering to God for them. I believe it, do you? I am come down to deliver them. And the Lord Jesus has come down to deliver us from sin and judgment to come. He died that we might live. Oh, believe it, and you'll be saved for time and eternity. Father, we thank thee the Lord Jesus came down. We thank thee he came to seek and to save that which was lost. He did the saving. We do the believing. He did the saving. Does the saving. We pray then, our Father, for our country and our president and all the officials of our great government. We pray for every man, woman, and child in our great country and around the world, that they may have the great privilege of coming to the Lord Jesus Christ as lost sinners and finding salvation in the person of the Lord Jesus, who did all the work on the cross of Calvary. We thank thee in his precious, precious name. Amen.